pretty good. It is 4:37 here on the Hard Line. We're live at Myers Garden.
Wait, let the theme song breathe, Corby.
We don't have time. On Henderson in Dallas at Belmont, we got a ticket party going on right here.
There's a party going on right here.
Awesome. Yeah.
So come join us right here off Belmont and Henderson. And that theme music means that the poster boy of underachievement is here.
Yes.
Damn hell I am.
The Devil's Own Gordon Keith joins us for Rant Revival.
Let's go.
My first time to be at this place.
It's cool, isn't it?
What a fantastic
gorgeous day for it.
I know.
They got all the garage doors open.
So we were talking about how that's revolutionized the bar scene.
The garage door?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I wish my whole house had garage doors.
Mm-hmm.
Call Wellborn.
Moving to the garage.
That's true, yeah.
One there, one there.
Over here.
And that's a lot cheaper than, like, have you seen those houses that have, like, the moving walls?
Oh, yeah,
windows?
With a wall of folding glass.
Yeah.
Or the one that goes into the wall.
That's got to be really expensive.
Yeah, those are, like,
insanely.
15, 20 grand for, like, a whole wall of glass.
That's why you just need a bunch of glass-paneled garage doors.
Okay, so last week when we had you on, we kind of reintroduced what the rant was, the Saturday morning show that you started and had both Corby
that I discovered.
And you
did.
I found that I discovered it.
You found a time slot.
It. Yeah, and you discovered a time slot.
And you raised Corby and myself from young pups into
I found you.
Comedy
were like,
icons.
You were like two Mowglis that were wandering through that time slot, and I found you.
Do you want to work?
And taught you the ways of radio.
Yes.
It was originally a vehicle just to move Beanie Babies, though, as I recall.
It was.
That's true.
At least 10 minutes of it was.
We would just turn
off our mics and put our heads down.
We had a list of questions that we had to ask.
Unbelievable.
I would love to go back and hear some of those.
Oh, my God.
There was a lot of torpedoing that was going on.
Yeah.
Whatever. So So the one question would be like, you know, ask about the Princess Diana Beanie Baby or something like that. and of course, we would do like a long, irrelevant, it was like a Bob question. We would do like a long, winding thing that had nothing to do, though, with the final question.
That's where I got the
idea.
What
about the Princess Diana Beanie Baby? You know, when I was in junior high, I knew this kid. He was in PE class with me, and he had these shorts that were a little bit too short. I remember one guy named Stymie, like, made fun of him one night. And that kid, he stayed in about halfway through, and then his family went back to Lebanon. But anyway, what about the Princess Diana being here?
Welcome to... Great question.
It was like the Zamboni. During the game, we just had to resurface the ice. Mm-hmm. You guys had to sell some Beanie Babies.
Yes,
then
right
we can
back at it.
Play another period.
And so last week we talked about the fact that there was, because if you're just objectively listening to this segment, you're like, okay, well, Gordon and Corby and Dave were on the rant together. That makes sense. But what is Bob going to do during this segment?
Mm-hmm.
But there is rant history with Bob. Because, Bob, when you first came to the station, you had to work Saturdays.
Yes.
You had to work 6 days a week. And so there were weekend interactions between Bob and the rant. And I had P1 Alex send me some audio.
No,
no way.
We can't play it. We can't play it because it's not of this time. It's of a different time.
Really? Way to go, Gordon.
That's probably mostly my contribution, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's probably Bob.
Are you serious?
Bob.
We can't play it? Is it that bad?
Well, so the premise is, and this is what I wanted to get into, because certainly the rant didn't invent hypotheticals, but we brought them to a higher level. We popularized them, and we made them bigger and better than they had been before. Yes, we perfected them. And so the audio that was sent to me that Bob actively participated in, if you believe it or not, it was a Corby hypothetical. Would you rather...
I'm not comfortable.
And Corby's hypotheticals always began with God comes down.
Yeah, I remember that.
And gives you a choice.
Uh-huh.
And so
why do you always have to involve the Lord?
I don't know. It was a tough time religiously for me at that moment.
So, God...
I always did Katrina comes now. Because Katrina was such big news back in the day and was so powerful.
Yeah, so this was like 2002, I believe.
Okay.
And so God came down and gave us the choice. Either you could be Rocky Dennis, or
Rocky Dennis, of course, is the Elephant Man, or at least a version
Mask,
of it.
Boy, yeah. And had this elephantitis,
and definitely
it wasn't elephantitis. It was he had some deformity where he had a big head and he couldn't sleep on his back or he would die.
He was referenced in like 38 consecutive Rant episodes.
So it was either...
It's in a movie.
It was either you can be Rocky Dennis...
He contracted a virus and then Cher had to be his mom or something.
Or you can be the most handsome little person in the world.
Okay. You proud of yourself, Corby?
Except,
I kind of am. I was a little nervous. I was nervous. Before.
You thought it was going to be Chinese Jimi Hendrix, didn't you?
Except we didn't at first use the term little person.
What do you like?
And we didn't use Lacewell either.
Way to go, Bob.
Like you're John Hamm, but you're
I think what we said was...
Do you get to hang out with Pedro Martinez?
I think what we said was that you are totally proportionate. You're Brad Pitt, but you're 3'5".
Okay, and you have to, I think, some cultural context is very clear here. I mean, it needs to be very clear. And this is like before the day and age of, like, Dinklage. I think, like, Dinklage has made it to where, you know, he's such a superstar and handsome guy, you know, that it's...
But he's the most perfectly proportionate little person that I've maybe ever seen.
Sir. Why are you commenting on their bodies, Corby?
So I wanted to present a new hypothetical.
Okay.
And, thank God.
And it's inspired by a segment on the Musers this morning. Gordon, you had the story.
It was wrong this morning. It's wrong now.
Way to go, Gordon.
You had the story of the world's dirtiest man who had passed away.
Yeah, God rest his soul. An Iranian dude.
Yeah, can you give us kind of just a thumbnail of that story?
Yeah, he hadn't bathed or showered in like 50 years, and his skin was covered with soot and pus, is what the news story said.
Let's name my new band.
Soot and pus.
I thought that was a children's book.
And he didn't...
For the first time in Dallas.
All the people in his village, you know, tried to convince him to clean himself and everything, because I guess he didn't smell
Did he have
great.
A phobia, or he just didn't say, I don't care?
He felt like if he bathed that he would get sick. So somehow this was his natural immunity. And he also loved eating porcupine and roadkill. Uh-huh. And he loved smoking animal feces out of his pipe. These were all details in the story.
Out of his pipe?
Yeah, and he was also a smoker of regular cigarettes, and he would smoke them four at a time. You'll see a picture of him in the news
story.
How
old was he?
He died.
I know.
At the age of 94, I think it was.
And his...
Yeah, he didn't
doing
quite,
all that?
He didn't quite reach Angela Lansbury.
And get this. He finally agreed to have a bath about a month ago, and he got sick shortly thereafter and died.
So he was right.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and he lived between, this is another detail in the story, he lived between a hole in the ground and a brick shack built by concerned neighbors.
A hole in the ground?
He wouldn't use the shack. He was like scared to go, you know, buy a new thing for...
Did he work?
Corby.
This is where...
He lived to be 94?
Yeah, he was a hostess.
His full-time job...
At a casual dining restaurant.
Like a Bennigan's? Yeah.
His full-time job was foraging for roadkill.
Yes.
And eating porcupine and smoking roadkill poop.
This is where DJ jumped in with a funny line of... He had multiple residences or something.
So, I mean, he's well off.
Yeah.
You know.
He had a vacation residences.
He could choose between the two, and he chose neither. That's what's weird.
He lived between a hole
in the ground.
Yeah.
So that led me to this idea for a hypothetical. I was going to ask all of you. So the rule is that you cannot tell anyone. You can't tell any of your friends or your family.
Okay.
But for $1 million for 1 year... Mm-hmm. Would you live that lifestyle? Would you not bathe, not have any personal hygiene for one entire year?
Do you have to live in the between the hole in the ground and the shack? Do you have to smoke cigarettes?
No, let's
and
just
animal feces.
Let's just it's just strictly hygiene. So no toothbrush, no hairbrush, no soap, no water.
Did Ham live that way?
Yeah, pretty much.
Still is.
I couldn't do it.
You can't shower. You can't bathe.
Or brush your teeth.
You can't brush your teeth.
You can't get a haircut. You can't cut your beard.
Well, that's me right
now.
You
can't manscape. Mm.
And it's only a million?
You can't cut your nails.
Out.
And you have to wear mittens all the time.
I'll do it for five.
How many? Wait, what was the hypothetical? How many millions?
One.
1 million.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So then... So then,
what, a million?
So then,
so you're such an elitist.
I know.
Do I get to live to be 96 if I do it for 1 year?
Sure.
So I get $1 million and get to live to 96?
Yeah.
Then yes.
But you need more to that to live that long.
Not only are you an elite, you're a West Coast elite now that I
you
think
are.
About it.
Okay.
God.
Okay, to ramp it up, let's say the wager is now $10 million.
Okay.
But you cannot, you have one pair of, or one set of clothing that you have to wear and cannot be washed.
Yeah, well, I don't think this guy had an extensive wardrobe.
And
did he look like Fletch? In the beach, you know, with the long gown.
I believe that was a religious article of clothing.
I don't care.
Fletch at the beach is probably not what you call it.
Yeah, I don't think that particular prophet called it that. But okay.
You can't change your bedding.
Uh-huh.
You have to sleep in the same bedding for the entire
same
year.
Same dirt.
What if you opted to sleep?
Dirt.
Yeah, sleep in the hole.
You could dig a hole in your backyard.
All right,
you still get to live in your house
for
with
how
your
much?
Family. Is $10 million.
$10 million?
Is your wife in on it?
To do it for how long?
No, you can't tell your wife.
Well,
she just thinks
to do it for how long?
For a year.
She ain't gonna ride that.
She just thinks that you've totally lost your mind.
But wait, what has changed from the previous year?
The ramping it up is you only have one set of clothes and you can't change your bedding. And
I just assumed that was part of the first one.
And,
so, yes, I'll take the big raise you just gave me.
And you can't use toilet paper.
I don't
think
this dude uses that. I got a better one for you. Would you be married to the hottest, sexiest woman in the world?
Sex?
I mean, like, she does it for you not only physically, but mentally, too.
Yes.
Like, she's just great at the dirty
talk and
everything.
I don't need that, but go on.
She's into football.
And, God, I hate you. You're just so shallow, it disgusts me.
Football ball.
Hottest woman ever, but did she, every couple years she goes through this where she doesn't shower for a year.
Every couple of years?
Yeah. So one bad year, two good years, one bad year, two good years.
How about just like 1 week a month?
No. I mean, this is all year.
Dave.
And uses no sanitary products.
No.
I mean, that's...
I'm out.
Unfortunately, we talked about this earlier in the week. About...
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. About the tides and the moon.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
about
going... I don't care how hot someone is. How can you fight through
sauce?
That? You couldn't either.
I'm with you. I think that...
Just look like she's...
I think that Big Maxi Pad is trying to fool us all with the blue liquid.
Emptying Picante.
Sir... We're
so yes.
We should reset.
Yeah, let's reset. We're talking to Corby.
You're listening to the Ramp Revival.
How did I get involved
on the hard line?
So which would you choose? Her go through it or you?
Me. I don't want any of that. She can't do that. That's the other thing though. You're done with relations no matter what's
you don't
side
know that.
You're on.
You don't know that.
Yeah,
maybe she's not as shallow as you are and she'll overlook your grooming,
yeah, she'll
in your hygiene.
She'll pick off the mites.
Yeah,
you can't go.
That's a bonding experience for you.
As she
picks through the nits on your body,
eating
hair.
Him like an ape.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think she's doing that. She's throwing him to the dog.
You'd be real good friends with the dog. All right, we got to go.
We do.
We'll come back. We'll do E-News.
We didn't get Bob's answer.
Yes, but Rant Revival will continue into E-News next.
As a unofficial GNO is almost broken out here, we have the great Gordo with us.
Yes, sir.
Rant Reunion Thursday continues to happen, but right now we stop down for... Brought to you by...
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Hello. Dave. Did you guys hear about...
Dave.
The New York Post getting their Twitter hacked today.
No.
In a bad way? In a mean way?
Yes. So, as it turns out, the hacker was an employee. It was an inside job. And they discovered the person and they fired that person.
Well, no, that's unfair.
But they did a lot of damage in a short amount of time.
What was the...
How can they possibly do a lot of damage?
What was the purpose? Like... Was the guy a disgruntled employee?
I guess so. There aren't a lot of details. The identity of the employee has not been revealed. But here are some of the headlines that were tweeted out from the New York Post account, which has like 3 million followers.
Okay.
And so these were like links to fake stories. They're, I don't know that they actually clicked through anywhere.
Okay.
So the first one was, we must assassinate AOC for America.
Oh, I just don't know if I'd even say that on the air, but okay, that's Dave's choice.
This afternoon, don't worry about it.
There was another one referencing Representative Lee Zeldin from New York and New York City Mayor Eric Adams. And so it was one of those, like, Zeldin colon, like, this is something that Zeldin said.
Mm-hmm.
So it said, Zeldin colon, Eric Adams is NY.
Story. Yeah, I know.
But yeah, you got dumped.
You got it.
Yeah.
We
had to think about it a minute.
The last employee that said this publicly at their job was fired. So
4 hours ago.
Yes.
I'm quoting.
I mean, I don't know that you've quite learned the lesson of this news story.
All right, then we won't do it anymore.
Well, we don't mean that. We just mean you can tell us what it's about.
There's no way to tell you what they said without telling you what they said.
Can we just say it's so shocking that it's not arable.
Okay, it's not arable.
Yeah.
We just can't do it.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
Well, you have more stories?
Let's reload. Now, he was expecting that to go 15 minutes.
Oh, no. We'll just talk about Kanye.
Why don't you just go ahead and do it?
Oh, no. It's a Dale John McKay thing now.
You go ahead, John. You do it.
You just go ahead and do it. There is one that relates to Texas.
Okay.
Governor Abbott,
and he continues.
Jeez.
Do you want me to preview this one?
I will start ordering Border Patrol to start slaughtering illegals.
Oh, it was like fake quoting Abbott saying that,
what? Yes.
Jeez.
Same with Zeldin.
Yes.
The one that got dumped.
Mm. Yes, to be clear, Zeldin did not actually
say that. Yeah, Zeldin did not say that.
And yeah.
Governor Abbott did not say that. Anyways. Yeah,
okay.
So,
good.
Anyway. Also in New York.
So just three tweets, offending tweets?
No, it was like five or six.
Just let him go.
Okay, all right.
You let it go now.
It doesn't matter.
I shouldn't be inviting him back into the story.
Three more, Dave.
I'm closing the window. Closing the window. It's all gone now. Also in New York, this happened last night. Comedian Chris Redd, formerly of Saturday Night Live. So last night at around 9:40 p.m., he arrived at the Comedy Cellar in Greenwich Village.
That's not that big a story, but okay.
So not sure if he was there to perform or just there to see a show.
So you have no more details of the story, just that.
He does.
You go ahead and do it.
You stand by.
Okay. Sorry, David.
Episode two is gone.
He exited his vehicle.
Off the rails.
Man, I'm going to have this oil can of vodka.
He was on his way into the club when he was jumped by two men, and one of the men punched him in the face, causing his nose to bleed. The men ran off. They were not apprehended.
What's the point?
He was taken to the hospital and had his nose patched up.
Oh, that's horrible.
Speculation.
Jesse Smollett type situation?
Well, that could be, but the internet speculation, because everybody has a conspiracy theory, Chris Redd is dating Christina Evangeline, the estranged wife of Kenan Thompson.
Oh, I remember that story when that broke.
Yeah, so people are saying maybe these were goons that were hired by Kenan Thompson.
Kenan Thompson is not hiring goons.
Wasn't Kenan Thompson, though, with this...
Kenan Ivory Thompson.
No. With this woman for a long time? Like, that was his wife for a long time?
Yeah. Yeah, they were together 10 years, maybe.
And she ends up with Chris Redd.
I don't know who Chris Redd is. Is he a current?
He was on there for 5 years or so.
Yeah,
you
would recognize his face. He did some impersonations, and he was kind of a bit player. He didn't get a lot of play, and so that's why he ultimately left.
Okay,
Red got the wife.
Yeah, he got a parting gift there from Kenan.
I know this guy.
So Mick Mars has finally given in to his ankylosing spondylitis.
What do you mean, given in to it?
Well, he has quit the band. He's no longer going to tour with Motley Crue.
You know, they were using like a almost a cross to keep him upright.
That is a horror story, man. I remember reading that about Mick Mars, you know, 20 years ago, that he had this. And it's a condition, I guess, where you basically your bones start fusing. It's a calcium overgrowth or overproduction or something, and your bones all fuse together. And so you try to just get them. I remember this story that he made them fuse, put him in a position that was a guitar playing position.
Yes, that's
where it would
what
be
I read.
Easy
yeah.
for him to
and,
play guitar.
And his doctor,
you become a skeleton.
At some point, his doctor told him, "Don't even practice playing. Just for an hour a day, just practice holding the guitar."
Jeez.
Poor guy.
That's so sad.
So is I didn't even know the band was still a thing.
Actually,
I thought that they had their last tour 20 years ago.
I agree with you. I did not know the crew was still on the road.
Yeah. No, they are currently doing a co-headlining tour with Def Leppard.
Let's go!
And so they've already done North America. And they have just announced a bunch of new dates in Latin America and Europe that will start in February and go through the summer. And so he is not going to go on that tour. There are rumors that former Marilyn Manson Rob Zombie guitarist John Five is going to fill
He's
in.
He's great. John Five's a great guitarist.
Is
John
he really?
Five?
Yeah.
The number?
Yeah.
Yeah, the number five.
That's
not
no
spelled out, just
no
the
one's
number
name.
Five.
That's no one's real name.
Yeah. And I'm a little partial to John Five because he went on a big Jerry Reed kick at one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys want to go see him like in Finland or something?
Jerry Reed?
Is there an audience?
They were at the Guelph like in July.
I cannot believe there's still an audience.
Def Leppard and Motley Crue came through here, and
mm-hmm.
I was not there.
That's garbage.
Yep. That sounds amazing.
If you'd given me a million guesses. Would Bob ask me if I wanted to go see Jerry Reed in Finland today?
Okay, we teased this yesterday, and we didn't have time for it, but now it's perfect because Gordon's here. You're a Grease fan, right? The movie?
I thought you were about talking about the country. The movie, I like the country.
I thought you were talking
too.
About the product.
Grease?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Bear Grease. Give me
okay,
the country.
Okay, so...
Think of that. Hangover.
Hey, it's Carlos.
Oh, it's Halloween.
Not at the table, Carlos.
We got Halloween starting out here. So director of Grease, Randall Kleiser, he was on a podcast recently, and he was talking about an ill-fated casting decision in the original movie. So
you're going to let me guess?
Do you want to? Have you seen this story?
No, I have not.
Okay.
So give me a hint as to what... What role it was, perhaps?
Okay, the role was...
Like it was a bad... Like the person made it into the movie that he says was a bad choice to be in
the
movie?
No, the person was cast, and then the role was recast due to pressure from the studio.
Okay.
So Travolta's role?
No, it was the role of Coach Calhoun, which ended up being played by Sid Caesar.
By Sid Caesar, yeah.
God. Coach... Well, who would have been 60 years old back then that...
Dan Marino.
Yeah, Dan Marino.
Milton Berle.
No.
Is it a real famous guy?
Well, it depends. Depends on your
the old dirty guy.
Fame.
You've heard of him.
So we've heard of him.
Yes.
Ted Bundy.
No.
Yeah, I think it was the guy that didn't shower for 6 years.
The Iranian guy.
Yeah. Was he ever a Richard Hunter guest?
He would have been.
Was he
possible?
Was it Manson?
No.
Charles Tex Watson.
Grizzly Adams.
Porn guy?
Grizzly Adams.
Star of Deep Throat, Harry Reams.
Oh, my God.
Mm. We're Harry
Why
Cox.
Would they do that?
Big
well,
Harry Cox.
Producer Alan Carr was a friend of Harry Reams and really wanted him for the role. And so he was actually hired, and then the studio said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because they were careful.
Kids movie.
They were fearful that having Harry Reams in the cast would jeopardize the box office in southern states in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
That no one would go see Grease because there was a porn star in it.
Yes, it is a kid's movie.
Grease is not a kid's movie.
It's a movie about kids.
No, it's about high school.
It's about 30-year-old high schoolers.
Yeah, 30-year-old high schoolers.
Yes, that's kids.
But look at the content of that movie. There was nothing in that movie.
No,
I don't know why my parents let us watch it.
We reviewed Grease not too terribly long ago because my family wanted to watch it. And the amount of rapey innuendo and just weird dialogue about, you know.
It was like reliving your adolescence, Corby.
Uh-huh. Really,
so,
40s.
Alan Carr, the producer, he felt so bad about pulling the rug out from under Harry Reams, so to speak, that he gave him $5,000 out of his own pocket.
Did he give him another kind of job?
No. So Reams, who died in 2013, don't know if he died of AIDS or what. But
why speculate?
I'm just guessing.
Pancreatic cancer.
Why take the risk? There you go. Way to go, Dave.
Sexually
because
transmitted.
Of AIDS.
There's no such thing as sexually transmitted pancreatic cancer.
In 1984.
I know, because I've tried to get it.
In 1984, he did star in For Your Thighs Only.
Okay.
Yeah, but he said, acting was my true love, but I buried that possibility.
Buried it to the hilt.
All the way to the shaft by going into adult film.
See?
Too far.
Did it tastefully.
Not really.
I think I did. Yeah.
He also starred in Sherlock Holmes.
And that's your E-News.
Yay! All right. Best friends!
All right, Gordy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Bob.
Bye, Gordon.
All right. Let's dive into something that was said and heard on the morning show from one Troy Aikman next.